Purify your life today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're swinging into yet another weekend in July. Thank goodness, hey? The dog days. When you're working, anyway, and you're really working hard, this is when you live for those weekends. They say it's a mental thing that you should never say, thank God it's Friday, because you should just look at it as every day is a welcome day, right? Phooey. It's all about the weekend, baby, let's face it. But heading into the weekend, some heavy things happened in Washington this week. Of course, healthcare, the press is on to get that measure through the House, through those committees, and not have the Blue Dog Democrats stifle it and sway the votes the other way. And you've got the president pushing. You have Rahm Emanuel, all kinds of people pushing to make it happen, including Max Baucus, who's been charged with trying to get it through, and Nancy Pelosi, et cetera. But will it actually go through and change our lives forever? Because then that means every American will have health care, but we keep saying at what cost? And the administration, rather, keeps saying, why are you dogging it? Why are you saying the cost is going to be outrageous and it's not going to work and all this other sort of stuff? Well, it's because the people who are looking at the 1,000 pages find out that, oh, yeah, small businesses have to provide this, which when you say, well, a business has to provide it, it sounds, okay, yeah, that's fair, but not at the rates they can't afford to do it. So businesses will close. People will lose jobs. Unemployment is essentially almost over 10%, officially 9.5, but you know, let's dicker around with a percentage point. We know it's really, really high. Look, I'm rooting for health care. I'm not rooting to not fix the problem, because some people have really great health care. Some people have really great health plans and others don't. People are underinsured, or they have a bunch of kids and they can't afford the amount of coverage they need, or whatever it might be. There are a million stories out there, absolutely. So do I think it shouldn't be examined and changed and tweaked? And yeah, if we could find a way to provide it where it would actually work and maybe the flaws would be minimal when it was implemented, I think the way it stands now, if it's implemented, it'll sink. We're like the Titanic. This is a problem. People are losing houses. People can't afford it. Yes, it's a problem, but you don't want to make that problem that much worse by compounding it and having some of those people lose jobs. And nobody can really convince me otherwise, because it's obvious when you look at the charts and when you hear the conversations that this is not spelled out in that measure. Now, if it is spelled out and a few things are changed, but pretty big things that I don't think will be compromised on, then maybe it's fair game. But it's not going to happen. The Blue Dogs are going to shoot it down. I don't see it going through. But it scares me, the thought of it happening. Because what does that mean for my health care, your health care, and everybody else in the country? Like I said, it seems fair to say, wow, we live in the richest nation. How can we not have, how can we have people walking around who don't want health care? There's people who don't want to pay for health care, too. They can afford it. Because they're healthy. They feel like they're healthy and they're invincible and they don't want to do it. Now you'll be forced to do it. Speaking of being forced, it was, I think, interesting to watch these confirmation hearings for Sonia Sotomayor, the nominee for Barack Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court to fill the shoes of Justice David Souter, who, of course, retired, right? It's been interesting to watch the day after day after day. And I think if you watched it, it kind of makes sense as it moves along. And there have been some lighter moments, but really tense, heavier moments. But not a real, I don't think, a real true grilling. And we keep hearing about, yeah, today's the day, today's the day. It's the firefighters' chance to speak out. And if you remember, at the heart of the white firefighters in Hartford, Connecticut. At the heart of the whole thing was discrimination. And were they being discriminated against? Because ultimately they weren't promoted because their exams were thrown out. And we know the story by now, and I know you know the story, but just in case, Sotomayor was on that appellate court and voted to not hold up the results of those tests and said, saying they were unfair, that they weren't, that they were actually discriminatory because the black and Hispanic firefighters could not pass these tests. So there was massive scuttlebutt, of course, over that. And today was the day that the fireman was trotted out to talk about it and to talk about what that process was like. But remember, it was just, what, a week and a half ago, I guess, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the firefighters. 5-4, that was the decision. So ruled that they were discriminated upon. Here, ultimately, is what was said today earlier in D.C. in those hearings.
I studied harder than I ever had before, reading, making flashcards, highlighting, reading again, all while listening to prepared tapes. I went before numerous panels to prepare for the oral assessment. I was a virtual absentee father and husband for months because of it. In 2004, the city of New Haven felt not enough minorities would be promoted and that the political price for complying with Title VII, the city civil service rules, and the charter would be too high. Therefore, they chose not to fill the vacancies.
All right, and so that was Firefighter Ricci, of course, and he makes an excellent point. And in watching and hearing the case, you knew that's what happened, and it was brutally unfair, but the Supreme Court ultimately corrected that. So does this ding Sotomayor and her chances? No. And that's the bottom line. It doesn't do anything for her to get on the court. There's no doubt that she's speeding toward confirmation. Interesting thing, you know, the firefighter deal and explaining the wise Latino comment and whether or not she would be impartial as the Supreme Court justice. Those were the things we knew, the coming attractions. But there were other things that were talked about, including the Internet, which is going to be a biggie. And here's what she had to say on that.
Access to Internet, given its importance in everything today. Most businesses depend on it. Most individuals find their information. The children in my life virtually live on it now. And so its importance implicates a lot of different questions, freedom of speech, freedom with respect to property rights, government regulation. There's just so many issues that get implicated by the Internet that what the court can do is not choose the policy. It just has to go by interpreting each statute and trying to figure out what Congress intends. Rights by a court are not looked at as overriding, okay, in the sense that I think a citizen and not a citizen would think about it. Should this go first or should a competing right go second? Rights are rights, and what the court looks at is how Congress balanced those rights in a particular situation and then judges whether that balance is within constitutional boundaries.
Ultimately, she'll be approved. She'll be there in the fall. It'll happen by August. And all of the conversation over Sotomayor, at least temporarily, will be halted, right? Hang with us. Odds and Ends next.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter safe in the coupon coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Sadly, there was a deadly blast that hit two hotels in Indonesia. Boy, you know, it's got terrorism written all over it. The idiots that shatter the lives of people in the name of what? Various things, right? And you had, like I said, a couple of really powerful explosions, killing nine, wounded, now they're saying about 50 people, in a very upscale Jakarta neighborhood, and that was the idea. Anti-terror forces actually jumped on the scene pretty fast because they were there where the blast occurred. And at these hotels, usually they screen people really well for fear of something. And certainly we saw what happened in Mumbai, and they don't want any repeats of that. So there were bodies on the ground, as somebody described it. This is graphic, but one of them had no stomach, a man said. And you think about it, and here you are at the Marriott, and you've got Westerners, all kinds of people from all over the place that are there. And it was pretty high explosive that they used, according to the security minister, who didn't elaborate a lot, but now is saying that the explosions happened 2 minutes apart. And a guy from New Zealand was among the people killed, and 13 foreigners were among the injured. So here you have the, like I said, the Ritz-Carlton and the Marriott, and there were, the people were going to eat and just going about their daily lives, and this is what happened. Now they're saying they're blaming it on the Southeast Asian Terror Network could be responsible for this, because there's been a big crackdown on terror, especially on that group. There's been a massive crackdown, and they've got this anti-terror officials that are roaming around in those, particularly in that area. So it's been, I guess, what, 3 years, I want to say, since they've had a major attack in Indonesia. But this is too bad, the timing, because you had the presidential election that was very, very peaceful. And, you know, it's interesting, the Manchester United football team was scheduled to stay at the Ritz on Saturday and Sunday night for a match against the All-Stars in Indonesia. But because of the past attacks, most of the major hotels in Jakarta, you know, they take the security thing pretty seriously. They set up all kinds of screening things, almost like the airport times 10. They check cars coming in. Visitors have to go through metal detectors. But international hotels are big, big targets because you've got so many people from so many different places that you know are probably staying at the hotels and the nightclubs. They're in the restaurants and all that sort of stuff. I mean, look back in history at terror attacks and where do they happen a lot of the times? And when they're stopped, where is the car bomb in front of that was stopped, the bomb, or where were they stopped? And they had that Marriott had a horrible car bomb attack in 2003 that killed 12 people, and that same group, and they do have actually, and I didn't think this before, but they do have an Al-Qaeda link. So they're also responsible for the bombings on the resort island of Bali, which killed 202 people in 2002, and that was an awful, awful, awful attack. And the three Islamic militants, this is worth noting, that were convicted of that attack because so many people died, they were just shot dead, firing squad, baby, I love it, just executed them on the scene, boom. Not on the scene, but when they were convicted, executed them, and that was it. They didn't take anything off of these people because so many people were lost in that one. And then, of course, you got the whole suicide bomber thing. So that was the big news on the day. As I said, this is odds and ends. There were other things that happened across the world and across the nation. We've already talked about Sonia Sotomayor. Healthcare is another thing that is rapidly making its way through the committees. The Blue Dogs charge, as I said, with stopping it. Say right now they will, that they won't vote for it, but things can change. I mean, these meetings have been pretty long, and they're pouring over every piece of those 1,000 pages. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi. I can assure you I don't sit behind the my window locked and loaded like you said last night. I do.
Oh, don't be so sensitive.
Okay, all right, honey, I love you. Listen, a couple of points. This bombing in Indonesia is a cloud over everything because I told you last night that the animals are still out there.
I know.
And they're still coming, and a Mumbai-style attack is probably what they wanted to do, but this is really horrific. They're just never going to stop. While I was listening to the news during your break, there's a column by Terry Eastland. I just want to let you know, because you know you always give me time to talk. I subscribe to Weekly Standard and National Review. Yeah, they're conservative-leaning magazines, but you get the story behind the story. In the Ricci case in New Haven, apparently there were 9 African-Americans who passed the lieutenant test, but they weren't going to be hired immediately. The point is, Sotomayor didn't tell the truth. They're looking at race and race only, and don't be surprised, white America, that if decisions like this are, this may be one of the last ones you ever get, because according to Terry Eastland in the Weekly Standard issue from last week, the Congress can actually, they can't reverse such a Supreme Court decision, but they can write laws that will make sure that, you know, these white people are never given a chance again, you know, in a case like this. The point is, you want the best person for the job. And if you read everything that's been, how the actual Mr. Ricci and his lawyer were on a shortwave radio broadcast that I heard, telling the facts of the case about who passed, how many Hispanics and blacks and whites, they could have settled it without going what they did, but DeStefano and the council members in New Haven, they didn't, they just couldn't deal with the fact that the whites had passed. And it's sad, because you're not supposed to have discrimination, but we're not even going to go into that. It's just, every time she blinked her eyes when she answered a question, you could tell this woman was lying. And her vocabulary wasn't all that hot. You know, I mean, I don't think she has the temperament to be a Supreme Court justice. If they give it to her, we're going to have to deal with it. It's just a dependency. I mean, the country, I think, is heading downhill. And really, what I heard in the news also is the Senate passed this hate crimes legislation.
Yes.
Some really serious stuff.
It's
going to affect talk radio. It's going to affect preachers in the pulpit. It's going to affect the way you think, America. It's just an amalgamation, a combination of things that are coming down the pike. It's truly frightening. And I just, you know, did you see what's happening, America? It's just amazing. And I'll call you next week about the health care because I have so many things I want to talk about. But really quick, do you know about this Lieutenant Cook who wanted his orders to be he's in the Army, I believe. He's supposed to be deployed to Afghanistan. The Pentagon pulled his orders to Afghanistan, and they went out and actually got him fired from his civilian job because he filed a lawsuit claiming that Obama is not the president. He's not a citizen.
Right.
And apparently,
right.
I've heard that other military veterans, and if there's any mm-hmm. listeners that want to call in, they're adding their names to these lawsuits. I feel what's going to happen, Kate, is some type of breakdown between the old military and the new military, and somehow we get involved. I'm not talking conspiracies. I'm just saying with everything else that's going on, this the
right,
direction we're headed.
Thing.
But people, some of these military guys do not want to serve under this guy, and it's a recipe for disaster. Simply because, look at with anybody else I talk about, look at how dangerous this could be. And, you know, is martial law that far behind? Because if these guys won't fight, who's going to fight for their place?
Right, he's going to do it.
Those civilian corps that he wants to introduce in the country, is that what's going to be the new, the brown shirts? I mean, it's just something that's been floating around in my head because if your audience hasn't heard about this guy Cook didn't want to go to Afghanistan claiming Obama's not the president. And other people are joining the bandwagon, but they had him. Someone from the Pentagon got word they fired him from his civilian job. That is scary. The hate crimes legislation, everything else is scary. It's maddening. And I thanks for giving me so much time. I love you, babe.
Yeah, it is scary. Mark's right. He threw out a couple of different things there, and he's right about Cook and how they could reach back in and he would lose his job as a civilian for what he's done in not wanting to serve. And there are a group of other people who feel the same way. How big does it grow is what you have to ask yourself. We have a voluntary military right now. So how big does the discord grow? Is it just a little bit of, a small band, or does it grow bigger? As Mark said, if it did grow bigger, it would be more than worrisome. We'd be talking about it for days, for weeks on America Tonight, because essentially you'd have you wouldn't have enough people to serve, right? And then something would have to be done, right? Because how could you possibly be the United States of America and not have enough people to even voluntarily want to serve? You'd have to ask yourself that. Hang with us.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Notes from a scorecard, which basically means if you look at the way I score a baseball game, I don't think you'd be able to interpret my scribble. It's all over the place. So we're all over the place on this segment, but I think you'll enjoy it. And it includes the big announcement, the one that is going to crush young Matt Johnson. Yes, it's true. Ivanka Trump is engaged. Who knew? Be pretty tough to, I think, marry Ivanka because you'd have to please the big man, and that would be Donald Trump. What would he be like as a father-in-law? Well, Jared Kushner, I had no clue who he was. Do you know he's the owner of the New York Observer? Yeah. So the real estate heiress and the Observer owner engaged. She said it was the happiest day of her life. How big was the diamond? I don't want to depress everybody because we got to get off of the doom and gloom for a few minutes, right? 5.22 carat cushion cut diamond with platinum and diamond mounting from her signature jewelry line. Do you love that? Hey, honey, I want to get engaged. Can I get a discount on the ring that you're selling from your jewelry? No, sure. No problem. Anyway, I guess that he's from a wealthy real estate family and they had dated for a year or some nonsense and whatever. And so he is extremely religious. He's from a devout Jewish clan and she is going to convert. They split up because she wasn't originally going to convert and she decided she would do it. And I guess they're both workaholics. So are you disappointed? Where's the boo? I'm so surprised there was no boos from that audience for poor Matt, who I think was eyeballing Ivanka.
No. Not chance in hell. I would.
All that money, all that prestige. She's a looker. Come on.
I don't care. She seems like.
You can't say she's an airhead. She graduated from Wharton, so she couldn't be.
I was going to say she's kind of a. Well, I don't know if I can say that, but.
Boy,
that
better.
Like with Charlie Batch.
Oh, okay. I got you. That was good reference, too, by the way. And so she seems like she'd be stuck up and hard to deal with. And
then you
got to
deal with Donald Trump, too. And just,
well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is the father-in-law. What if you get into a fight and there's problems and everything else? I don't know. That's his baby, I would think. And she's the legacy one. She's the one with the brains that's supposedly going to run the empire. So you'd be dealing with him a lot on different things, not just little polite family parties, right?
Yeah, and I would not be down with all that. And you got to deal with Donald. You got to deal with, you know, her assertiveness, mm-hmm. I guess, if you want to call it that. And
right.
It's just not only that, but I mean, I'm sure you're going to get pulled into the family business. And then what if you screw something up? Then all of a sudden you're like, is he going to tell you that you're fired from the family or something like
that? You're fired. Yeah. It's, you know what? At that level, they do not marry mere mortal people. Like, the one son married some bombshell Playboy bunny or whatever she was. So, of course, the other son, I think, is single. In her case, it has to be somebody that fits into that social circle. Because other than Lifetime movies or, you know, the occasional book where you read the pauper guy meets the princess who's madly in love and doesn't care. That's not true. It doesn't really work that way at that level.
Yeah.
So,
I'm still waiting for my princess to come along.
That's right. The poor princess that loves you for who you are.
Yeah, but you can have money, too. I'll allow that.
Okay, you're looking for the sugar mama princess. That
just,
works
I'm
out.
I'm just saying, it wouldn't hurt. It's not going to hurt. If she's loaded with cash, I'm not going to turn it down. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
Well, you know, back in the ancient times, many men listening, you'll know this if you watch any kind of history channels or if you pay attention in history class, they had the dowries. You had to have a dowry for the man when you asked for a woman's hand in marriage. There was usually, even in the poorest families, they had some sort of a dowry that you would have to hand over so you would get some money, get some loot. That works out good for guys anyway. Hey, Starbucks, this is an interesting thing to talk about here. Starbucks decided that they're going to wipe their name from one of their Seattle area stores and they're going to add alcohol to the menu. So they're testing this out. This is the problem with Starbucks. They start off as a gourmet coffee chain. Then they're doing music. Then they're doing movies. Now they're doing alcohol. And you know, other people would say, well, that's what you do, is throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. I don't think it sticks, though, right? They're going to call it the 15th Avenue Coffee and Tea, and they're going to serve coffee and tea, but they're also serve wine and beer, too. And then they're going to open a couple more of those stores with the Starbucks name in locations that don't currently have Starbucks stores. I mean, obviously, they're trying to see if there's going to be any success, and then if it does work, they're going to try to do it in other cities. So, because they feel like that this could draw more people to their coffee shops because they'll be able to go in there and drink. But I think when you get away from what your core thing is, it's like McDonald's. Yes, McDonald's changes the menu. They have those espresso drinks and they have other things. But you still get a cheeseburger there. You still get French fries. The core McDonald's foods are still there. And what do I know about the food business? But how many people can relate? You go to Taco Bell, what do you want? The burrito, whatever it is that you like on the menu. They take the most popular items off the menu or whittle it down and don't emphasize it. Then why do you want to go there? So I think what's happening is that somehow their brand, they're trying to, you know, it started out as sort of like a little hippie run place that was fun and counterculture, and then they went in the complete opposite direction. I was reading a blog and somebody nailed it. The yuppies took over and ruined them, and it's changed. It's polished. It's different than what a Starbucks originally was, and I think that that's what's hurt them, and they're trying to figure out a way to get that mystique back or to change or to be the front runners on something, and I don't think they're doing it the right way. I mean, call me crazy, but don't want to go to Starbucks to chug down a beer or to have a glass of wine. Maybe a few people would do it. I'm not saying they wouldn't get any traffic and they're still keeping the coffees and everything, but then does the coffee, the person who's going and sitting there and flipping open their computer and doing the Wi-Fi thing, you know, playing on the computer, doing business, whatever, having meetings, do they really want to be there with the wine and beer crowd? And I'm going to say, I don't think it works all the way across the board. Yeah, I'm going to say no. What do you say? You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. And I promise, by the way, coming up next, we're going to get to our email segment because I've let a lot of them stack up. So we will do it. I know I always say that, but I promise we are going to get to it. In fact, I got an email from someone who said, I haven't heard you do the emails lately, but I think I did it. I want to say we did email on Sunday. Bottom line is, I promise we will do it next. Hey, do you know how many people watched the All-Star game? Over 14 million. It was one of the highest rated ones in recent times that's been put on. But 14 million people. So somebody decided, maybe they were bored, wanted to get away from politics. I don't know. Decided they were going to watch baseball. And I said that a couple of days before. I said, I think, you know, people like to watch the All-Star game if there's nothing else going on. And sure enough, people tuned in, I guess, to they would have seen Obama's first pitch. And somebody did a story. It might have been Huffington Post. I don't know. They did a story on the worst pitches by famous people ever. And I thought it was great because I've seen almost all the pitches. They had on the list Carl Lewis and Adam Carolla and Mark Wahlberg and Trent Edwards and Mariah Carey. Because what happens is a lot of people, and especially if they're an athlete like Carl Lewis, they don't realize where the mound is then to the plate. They can't get the ball to the plate, over the plate, and it bounces. And that's when it's brutal. I mean, then, especially a guy, you know, talk about throwing like a girl, and then the crowd boos or they make noises or do whatever. But have you watched some of those first pitches, Matt?
I've definitely seen the horrible ones before, yeah.
Yeah, where they can't get it. I'm saying where it bounces in the dirt.
And then it was one of the mayors threw it, like, completely wide left, and then the ump playfully threw him out of the game.
You know what? One of the guys from the Howard Stern show, the Baba Booey guy, threw the ball to the wrong guy on the field.
Scoops.
Whoops. I'm supposed to throw it across the plate. I don't understand it. So, I've seen it.
His pitch was pretty good, I think.
I thought his pitch was pretty good, too. He reared back and threw it. And, you know, when Bush did it, his were fine, too. I can't think Clinton. I can't remember seeing Clinton throw out a first
pitch. Yeah,
I
don't remember seeing Clinton. I don't remember Bush's either.
Yeah, he did. He was fine. It went across the plate. It wasn't a problem. But I'm assuming Clinton did too. But I don't remember seeing him do it. I like it when they have people like Mariah Carey. That was crazy. But of course, Mariah Carey, you know, the outfit she wore. That's the other thing. Oh, she had those sort of I want to be a superstar glasses on, and it was so odd the way she threw the ball. She might have had the worst one I've seen. Happened to see a video of it. On the flip side, I'm going to Hawaii. We're going to talk about a special kind of wine, plus your emails next.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-800-800. 34 no tax. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Your boom pineapple wine, your $1.50 all the time.
Kentucky talked about, you know, I'm not going to talk politics, I'm not going to worry about it, I'm going away for the weekend, I'm getting on my cycle, I'm going to do the Sturgis thing, and I can't wait. And I am doing a similar thing, not getting on my motorcycle. I am flying to Maui, Hawaii, and if you're saying, whoa, she must make the big bucks, GCN, that network must be huge. It's not... No. Before you think that if you want to put me in that pile, forget about it, because it's a trip courtesy of Fox Sports Radio Network, and everything's paid for, so when do you get an opportunity like that? And one of the things I'm going to do is, you heard that fabulous wine song there. Thank you, Matt. I will be going to the Maui Winery. They have this winery, and it's about an hour outside of Wailea and Kanapali. They have pineapple wine there, and it's up near Haleakalu, the crater. So I'm excited to go there. I hear the trees are incredible, and it's a giant ranch, a working ranch, and it's a historic area. It was built in 1874 for King David, and it's supposedly just absolutely amazing, breathtaking view. So that's one of the things that I'll be doing when I'm in Hawaii. Now, when I'm in Hawaii, I'm going to be doing the shows all the way through the week, except for Thursday we'll have a best of, but otherwise I will be broadcasting from Maui. How about that? And there are a couple of I'll tell you what I've done during the day. Obviously, we'll still be talking politics and what's happening on the mainland and all that sort of good stuff. But also, I'll give you a little flavor of Hawaii while I'm there. So I am definitely looking forward to it. Not so much the flight part, but the getaway part, I think, is key. And that winery should be a whole lot of fun. Well, it's not about wine, but it's about pot in California. And check this out. They've been talking about this for a while because we know the deal with California, the IOUs, the people being laid off. It's in brutal shape. It reminds me of New York when New York went bankrupt. So anyway, California tax officials say if a state proposal to tax and regulate marijuana, just that, would, just like alcohol, would generate about $1.4 billion in revenue. So a state board of equalization, they released a report the other day that estimates that marijuana retail sales would bring in $990 million. That is, I love the details in this, that's assuming a $50 per ounce fee and then $392 million in sales tax. So they actually introduced a bill in San Francisco a couple of months ago, or maybe it was even before that, that would allow adults to legally possess, grow, and sell marijuana. And the thought is, well, you know what? If we could just distribute the smoke, then this would be a way to bridge the $26 billion budget shortfall, because what are we going to do? The way the bill's written, the state couldn't collect taxes under that bill until the federal government legalizes marijuana, so that kind of cancels that out. Do you think there's any chance in our lifetime that the government will legalize marijuana? There's so much opposition. The funny thing is, a lot of cops will tell you that they actually approve it. A lot of them actually approve of doing that, thinking that the little guys on the street, it would free up the police to do some of the things they need to do while they're messing around busting the little chump change guy, and many feel it's a waste of time and that ultimately would serve us better. I'm not saying all, but most of the conversations I've had with guys on the beat anyway, guys driving around, etc., that are out there in the trenches, that's exactly what they're saying. That this would be one way that you could assure that you could afford those police departments. Well, I was talking about Ahmadinejad being the guy that I think would most likely have no fear about pressing a button and starting a nuclear a war, you know, actually sending off weapons of mass destruction if they were at his disposal. It's interesting because it was reported on Thursday that his next government would bring down, this is the quote, the global arrogance, signaling a much tougher approach than we've heard before. I mean, he said a bunch of nutty things, but if you take the words at the face value, that is a much tougher approach than we've heard in the past, right? And Ahmadinejad, in his first trip after the June 12th presidential vote, said Iran's enemies had tried to interfere and foment aggression in the country. And he, of course, was referring to all those protests in the streets against the results. Yeah, right. So he always rails against the West, let's face it. Always, always does that. And he, a lot of times, is referring to the United States and the allies pretty much as the global arrogance. That's what that nickname is. So is this new government, the same government but new, with power, authority, and much more authority than before, will they enter any kind of the global scene whatsoever? Iran has accused Britain and the U.S. of meddling in their affairs, right? I don't see how, and Hillary Clinton said this the other day, well, you know, you have to try for diplomacy and all that other stuff. I just don't see it. I don't think that Hillary Clinton, especially, ever sits across from Ahmadinejad and has a clear conversation about what Iran is doing with their nuclear program. Are you doing it for peaceful purposes? Can we inspect it, send some guys over from the UN? Cold day in hell. You have to think that this nutball is making bombs. I mean, just really, raise your hand if you think it's purely about power. I thought so. With my infrared glasses, I can see across the United States, and I don't see any hands up. So once again, harsh comments by Ahmadinejad. Iran will bring down the Western foes. Well, how are you bringing down the Western foes other than opening up a war? And how does Iran think that Iran can defeat the United States, let's say, and the United States' allies? Well, the answer, of course, is nukes, the great equalizer, aimed at the right country at the right time. When someone's caught off guard, it could be disaster. That's why Israeli warships rehearse for attacks. That's why everybody serves in the military in Iran, barring some injury or some reason why you can't serve. You just know when you're born to defend the freedoms that Israel has, you're going to serve and then go on to do whatever it is that you do for your career. So Israeli and Egyptian officials say two ships sailed through the Suez Canal and into the Red Sea, and that they think that it's a message that has been sent to them, basically. So they're saying that the missile ships on the reverse is a message to the Tehran government, which they keep issuing all these threats, not just against the U.S., but against Israel. Usually after a U.S. comment, they'll lob in, or Ahmadinejad will lob in one about Israel. And Iran keeps saying that its enrichment for uranium is for civilian reasons only, and that can generate electricity, and that's it. Yeah. I don't know. I think now, because of Kim Jong-il, North Korea isn't the scariest spot. I think it's really Iran. And that, I'm reversing myself from what I said 2 months ago, but the tables have changed in this affair on my list of who is the worst guy in the world that I would fear, and it's Ahmadinejad. Eventually, all those threats are going to turn into something. Mark my words.
Or maybe you prefer Hawaii. Mukalakahiki. Come on, you want to lay me. Pass the point, mahalo. Go, 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 go.